Things? You're squatting there. You drove the poor girl out. There was a there originally, or she left. You moved in with her sister. And you drove her out. Remain there by yourself. Full figure rent arrears. Well, I can assure you, Mr. Jennings, the bad mistake that you've made is that your legal aid file is not in my girlfriend's area. And she couldn't see it, even if she tried. You see, Mr. Jennings, no one's passed any information. Nobody at all, Mr. Jennings. But I'll tell you what, boyo, for what you said over the air about her, you have got the biggest libel writ coming you can imagine. And I promise you, Mr. Jennings, you're already in the court for libel now. Now let's go and find the other tape recording of you calling me a syphilitic bastard, shall we? Or shall we find some better ones, eh? What one would you tell me what one you'd like to hear, Michael? Would you like to hear the one of you stating that I was an AIDS carrier and I'd stolen from the convent, etc.? Would you like to hear that one, Michael? I can go and get it, rewind it, play it to you. Would you like to hear it, Michael?
Go ahead.
That's true. It's a pretty bastard one. We've been promised that all night.
Yeah, that's right. You keep on about it. Yes. Well, you see, Porter, you've got to win the case on the 27th. I tell you what, for a solicitor. Tor, have you read your statements properly? Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. They do conflict. They really do. You got the other witness? I doubt it very much. Very, very much. Probably some of it you're going to bring along and say is, I'll tell you something. the bloke with the dog. I can't repeat what he said on here about you. He doesn't want to get involved. He's got nothing to do with it. He saw a totally different thing from what you say. Oh dear.
Who's he trying to convince, him or everybody else? That's right. Who are you trying to convince? You sound like a worried man to me, Michael. But you never answered the question about your council flat, did you? You said you'd bought it, yet the phone wasn't in your name, was it? Now, who is this person, Benson, that the phone was in, eh? And why aren't you on the voters list? Because I've got them all here. Why were you making all these filthy phone calls to me, Mr. Jennings? I've got them all here in a witness statement. You know that's true. You showed Billy Ball some of the pleadings, but you didn't show him them all, did you? You only showed him what you wanted him to see, Mr. Jennings. I'm sick of you harassing me on the air, Mr. Jennings. You are filth, boyo. Absolute filth. I promise you. And it's not my case on the 27th, it's the police. They charge you. I didn't.
I'm not worried, man, I can assure you. Far from it.
But you are on bail, Mr. Jennings, aren't you? You are on bail at the moment. And when I go next Monday to Clerkenwell Magistrates Court with the tape recording that I'm going to play to you in a minute of you calling me a syphilitic bastard, I think you're going to find your bail is rescinded, just like your legal aid was, for not complying with their requests. How's the VAT and the Inland Revenue, Michael?
Everybody. You just proved my case for me, you see? Because when you wander off, Mr. Porter, you open your mouth.
Oh, no, Michael, Mr. G1HMJ, woman beater. Hey, now, come on, are you going to answer the questions about this flat that you said you owned? Let's hear the answers. You said you owned the flat. Let's stick to the subject. Let's hear the answer. Do you or do you not own that flat? Yes or no? Come on. Give your mouth a rest a minute, Jennings. Go ahead to break. Someone else wants to use the repeater, Jennings. Go ahead to break.
Why didn't you think that earlier? You've been shouting.
Sorry, the breaker. Done me best, mate.
You shouted your mouth off all night, making all these accusations. Tell us, showing Pete what you really. I mean, you really are a nasty person, eh? you a nasty person. Oh dear. You're really coming through, showing your true colours. You're not the man that you're trying to paint, are you, really? Underneath. Hey, what have you got? Nothing. You don't own the place that you're in. Hey?
Shut up. Let the breaker go.
You don't own the place that you're in, Paul. That's right. Where you are?
Jenny, please be quiet and let the breaker go ahead. Shut up. Wait a second. It's hard, but just try and do it.
Okay, she's out, Michael.
Do it.
I wonder how many people with a licence are listening to the coverage of this repeater.
Thousands, I hope. Because I'm sick of getting stick and I'm giving it back now. And they do what they like. Now go ahead, the G8 never even got a chance to come in with motor mouth there going on. Rabbit. Now, let the breaker go ahead, Mr. Jennings. Go ahead, the breaker.
Only motor mouth is you. You're the ones doing all the hooting and hollering and making accusations, Porter. You, nobody else.
It's true what they say about his mum, too.
Now, be careful, this got a writ on you.
Work your nurse.
Down your OG.
As far as that Mr. Paul is concerned, you're being illegal all the time yourself. I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't get something from somebody somewhere along the line. Nothing to do with me, mind you. I don't want to know. But, playing safe on the airways as well. Strictly against those regulations, obviously. And everything you've been...
I can't believe it. Can I ask about this repeater sometime?
About tit for tat. G1WXD.
Well, G1WXD. It was the popular consensus that I should play the tape, and Sunshine, it ain't illegal to play tapes, or it's not against the licensing condition, to play tapes of this nature, with the station's permission. Okay? Because he did give me his permission, he asked me to play them, and I did. Okay, I've done nothing wrong, so you think before you open your mouth, Sonny. Well, Mr. Jennings calling me a syphilitic bastard. Are you going to condone that as well? Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't ask you to play tapes. I asked you to play the part where I called you out, what you keep saying. I didn't tell you to play tapes. I said play the part where I'm supposed to have said it. But you can't, can you? It's not a typical of you. You just
shut up. I'm just going to play it. I'm rewinding the tape now. Okay? So just shut your trap a minute and I will play it.
That's it. Well, go away and rewind it. Go and do what you got to do and play the part. You have to go through all the tapes. Everybody's got tapes. Got tapes of you swearing at me. And you've been doing that all night using foul language, Porter.
I never use foul language, Mr. Jennings. Only people of your ilk do that.
Oh, yeah. You've been using that B word all bloody night.
No, Mr. Jennings, there's a tape recorder running permanently when I use the microphone. Permanently, Mr. Jennings, and you've got a nasty shot coming. Now, Mr. Jennings, what about the tape recording of you squeaking down my phone? Is your mummy dead? I've got that proven to you, and you also did it to John, the NEX. You were doing it to him as well. You've been caught, Jennings, well and truly. Boy, oh boy, are you in trouble. What about the letters you were posting through my door and the maggots, eh? Don't worry, it's all coming, Jennings.
Where's Gordon get all the tapes from?
Well, I'll tell you what, Porter, I'll be fair with you, right?
Jennings, I don't require you to be fair to me, because I'm going to wipe the floor with you, and you know it, boyo. Do you remember the bailiff that threw you out of court? He's going to give evidence against you. They all are, Jennings. That's why you didn't turn up, wasn't it? Hey, because you're a gutless wonder. 8:30 in the morning you put the call up. Oh, I can't come, my car's broken. Your car wasn't broken, Jennings. And you could have walked it from Oban in that time. Your bottle went, because you've got none. You're just a big, fat, obnoxious piece of filth. And if you've got a tape recording going, all well and good, because I'm sick and tired of you and your filthy mouth. Rabbit. You're a pain on CB. You've been a pain on this repeater for 15 years, when you were a pirate. Oh, Jennings, your chickens have come home to roost, well and truly. I will play that tape to you if it's the last thing I do tonight, Jennings, I promise.
Oh, 15 years, Nation, 5 minutes. G0DR.
because I've never squeaked, but I'll be willing to go anywhere, to any place where they do it properly, and have that, your tape, well, I've got a tape here, a copy of it, with me, right, what you sent to my solicitor, right, and I'll tell you what, you play that tape, and I'll speak into something else, and they can compare the two, and I'll tell you, I won't come out. You, I'll tell you what, you come along the court, you do what you've got to do with that tape, and it'll be on your face. I can assure you that 100%. I'm not frightened or worried about anything you do, Porter. Really, I mean, you really convinced yourself that I am. But, you see, you're the one that started calling me a fat slob and all this business. You're the one that's slagging me off, which tells me that you're more worried about what I'm going to do. Because when people start swearing at me, means that they're losing their argument. That's what it tells me. And I would say, you have lost your argument because you started slagging me off, calling me names. You see, further accusations that are not true. Please, put him in court. If you can bring them to court and bring a qualified engineer, a proper person, I don't want one of your friends who says who it is and who it ain't, because I should just come to pieces in court, like I cut you to pieces. You bring along a qualified sound engineer, somebody who knows what they're doing, right, with that tape, let them compare it, and if you listen to that tape very carefully, and I have, and so have other people, that is not me, because I cannot be doing the squeaking and talking in the background, because when you was taping that, as you say, you said that was taped off the phone, and I've only got your word for it, and from the lies you tell, I can't believe that, but if you listen very careful, Mr. Porter, you'll hear me on your radio in the background talking the G4NEX. Alright, now I've got a copy of the tape that you sent to my solicitor, and it's identical to the one, which should be the one that you've got, you said that I was squeaking on. And I can assure you, 1000%, that is impossible. It is not me. But it is me talking in the background, and it's completely different. Nothing to do, not even speak to you, and I have never, ever squeaked down the phone at John. Never, ever, I can assure you of that, 100%. So don't keep me down, alright? Because you're a liar, Porter. An absolute
liar. Oh, I'm not Jennings, you're going to hear it in a minute. I'm telling you, Jennings. You're going to hear it in a minute, boy, and so is everybody else. Now, why don't you tell everybody and answer the questions I asked you? This house, you said you were buying and was worth £250,000. It's a council house, you're squatting, and you've been given an eviction notice. Now why don't you tell people the truth about that?
You want to hear the truth, do you? You? You want to hear the truth?
Jennings, I know the truth. I couldn't care less. You just haven't got the guts to admit it. You've been captured, boy. You're finished. Now give it a rest. I'm going to bed.
I just did it one before I helped Porter. Yep. Three years' time, it'll be worth £10. And no, I'm not.
Well, obviously someone agrees with me, Mr. Jennings, because they're jamming you out and it's not me. Well done, that station that's jamming him. You have my congratulations and my approval. Good night, and thank you, the station that's jamming him.
Anyway, I will own the place in the new year, I assure you, Porter. I will own it. And yes, in 3 years, I should imagine it will be worth about £250,000. Yes.
Yeah, but you won't be in it, Jennings. You're a squatter. And I'll tell you what, as soon as I find out the date when you're due to appear in the county court with the eviction notice, because you can't evict someone without a county court order, you've had the notice already telling you to clear it off, but Camden Council don't evict people at Christmas time. It's part of their policy. Everyone will know the court, I promise.
You say? You're on once more?
council offices, I shall bring their statement along, and I shall also, probably, I might send a witness statement asking them, a subpoena, to come to court to qualify it as well. So you carry on, Mr. Porter, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not being evicted. I have not received, I said that to wind you up, and it worked. And I assure you, all the people have gone along with me, and you fell for it. Hook, line and sinker. I can assure you, I have not been sent an eviction order. Never in my life. This is where I live, and this is where I'm going to stay living. And it's a two-bedroom masonette. Not a little squat or a little flat, and there's lots of people. And if your friend Billy Ball would like to tell you the truth, he will tell you the whole thing. He would tell you what I live in. I don't live in a little squat, as you call it.
Alright, it's an even smaller squat. Is it worth $250,000 before or after you pay the rent arrears?
You're the only one that's guilty. You're really obnoxious, you reporter. You really are. See, you don't like the truth, do you? Really. I mean, you don't own the place where you are. All this £280,000 you're supposed to have and all that, it's not yours. That's why the family are trying to evict you from their home. They only told you you could stay there until Mrs. Davis died. Now, what did you do? You're a squatter. Everything you say about other people, I truly believe this, seems that every time you accuse somebody else of something, it's really, you're talking about yourself. Because that's what a maniac would say. Whatever they're guilty of, they always accuse other people. And it would seem it is the same with you. Everything you accuse me of, it's really your... I think you ought to go along to a psychiatrist and be psychoanalysed, because you've really got something wrong with you. You really have. You're in a dream world. You live on cloud cuckoo land. You really do. You know, it's all crap that comes out of your mouth. It really is. It really and truly is. But you see, me being a squatter here, this, that, and all this business, all my private life, I don't see what that's got to do with your court cases or amateur radio. I don't understand that. And you see, the matter of you bringing it up on it, it now must prove to people the sort of syphilitic, obnoxious, contemptible person that you really are. And you've proved my case. Once again, you've proved my case. Say a few words to you, and you'll string more together. Give you enough rope and you'll hang yourself. And you just have. You've done it once again, David. You see? You've opened your mouth. You told everybody. What did you mention? What, tax? VAT?
When are you going to pay the rent arrears, Michael? Go ahead.
You would not have. You could, because... information about me, which I know they sent. For a protection act. I can assure you of that. So, don't tell anybody more lies.
I'm, of course, like a record player, isn't it, with a stuck groove.
You sounded like, and I want to give him back a bit of what you gave everybody else. You must not tell lies about people, David, really. You know, I mean, now come on. As far as I'm concerned, everything I've said about you is true, isn't it, really? Now come on, David, own up, really. You really are contemptible. And you mustn't keep delving into people's private affairs and their private lives, like you've been doing with Mr. Gratwick and others. You really must stop, because it's going to lead you somewhere where you're not alright. You're going to end up in a padded room. I can assure you of that. And I'll tell you what, from what you've been saying on here tonight, what really, I think, If it happened, it would justify a person doing it. If you said it to anybody else, they'd have been around to your home, and they'd have knocked you up in the air, and sorted you out a long time ago for what you've said to me tonight, what you've accused me of. My private affairs are not your affairs. They're mine, and not for you to discuss on here or anywhere else. Right? And the more you discuss them, the more nails you put in your coffin. Okay? You've just proved me 101% right about you. You really are the most contemptible, obnoxious person on amateur radio for what you said tonight. Now, if you do not keep your mouth shut about my affairs on this radio, on GB3SL, I will shut you down for good. I will go to the High Court and I will stick a libel writ on you, right? And I'll tell you something, I will add your the receivership onto me. Okay, now, there, they want to know details of what I'm going to claim against you, and I haven't properly put a claim together for all the harassment, the hurt, right, the fact that you hurt my family, you've insulted my family, you've come on here now tonight and you've said that I'm in rent arrears, even if I was, which I ain't, it's got nothing to do with you or anybody else, but it's another insult. You keep calling me a squat, which I'm not. If you can prove any of this, Mr. Porter, I would like to see the paperwork, and I'd like to see who it came from. And I guarantee you, you've got nothing. You ain't got no proof whatsoever. I've been to the council. They told me you did phone. You phoned Mrs. Hicks, my estate manager, and she told me that she put the phone down because she thought you was an idiot, and she knew you was an idiot. She put the phone down. She told you to write in. Now, why don't you write in, David? Please, write in, because I need that letter from you, because they will give me a copy. They will give me a copy. And if I hand that to a judge at the High Court, you know as well as I do, you won't see your ass for dust. Why don't you do it? Why don't you take me up on the bluff, eh? Come on, David, give me something to go on, because I've really got my bit on this. I will take you, this £280,000 you say you've got, or you said to the registrar, Mr. Price at Windsor County Court, and other witnesses, that you've got £280,000 at a state. Well, you want to be careful, because you won't have that very long.
Mr. Jennings, I have got it. I can assure you of that. That's why the judge, when you weren't there, examined me in the presence of the official receiver on my estate. The official receiver was there, His Honour Judge White was there, and he examined me on oath. And you weren't there, because little Michael's bottle went. He didn't turn up and said his poor motor car had broken. I could have walked from Holborn from 8:30 to 11 o'clock. You're just a gutless puff of wind, Michael. You're all puff. You think because you come up on here and waffle, everyone's going to believe you. They trust you, boyo, but you still haven't told us about the rent arrears, have you? Is it worth $250,000 before or after the rent arrears have been paid? Go ahead.
Why don't you pay your debt? Why don't you pay your debt to the man you owe it to?
Yeah.
Well, at least I'm not bankrupt, Mr. Porter.
But you very well soon be, Mr. Jennings, I promise you. You very well soon be. Very shortly, you're going to get it, boyo. 2.5 hours, £2,740. What do you think 10 days is going to come to? And you can't, well, win, can you? You can't win. I'm dying to tell everybody what a prune you are, but I can't. I've got a letter here, an application made by you, and I'm dying to tell everybody about it, but I can't. But it will really show you what a prune you are.
What? Break on this or what?
Well, I'll tell you something, Porter. You've said enough tonight.
Oh, shut up, you great big puff of hot air. Everyone's sick of you. Now, let me see. Where is that tape recorder? Where is the recording, Michael? Let's have a look.
afterwards.
Thank you.
you, Jennings, so shut up.
Busy little boy, aren't you, Michael? I was actually knocking my head off at the time.
Pipe and smoke it.
Clear off, fool.
you haven't answered mine yet. Is the house worth £250,000 before or after you pay the rent arrears?
It's nobody's business, but he's G0DCI, said that.
You won't let me answer it.
Quite right,
Bert. Well, go ahead. You have the microphone now, Mr. Motormouth. Is the house, or the flat, or whatever it is, worth £250,000 before or after you have paid your rent arrears? Go ahead, or rather, the person's rent arrears that has the flat in her name. Go ahead. We are waiting on your every word. Hanging, waiting. Go ahead, the G1 HMJ, licensed idiot.
Push off, Porter. What? Has this information been given to you from the Billy Bull bag?
Bill would not give me any information like that. I do my own research, and Mr. William Ball, G1, what's his call sign? Can't think of his call sign offhand. G1FNN, I believe, in my opinion, is an extremely reputable station. A first-class person. Unlike yourself, unfortunately.
Evening, Bert. Is this what we studied for, Bert? This ain't what you said earlier. You turned around and said that the FNN had told you that I was in Maria's.
Now that's not true. That's Porky's you're telling. Absolute Porky's. Now, I've got a tape recorder running all the time, and I can prove it. You see, I would never say anything against Bill, because I like Bill and you. The error of his ways. He thinks you're a complete moron. Well, what's more, so do I. Well, it's nothing new, is it? Go ahead.
Knock it off, Michael. Don't talk to him. Don't talk to him, Michael.
What? This is what you said earlier, Porter. You said that Billy Ballberg is
dead, trying to get in for some time.
And there's only one person...
Shut up, Brian.
Only one person on here. That if Eddie's had any information, it would be Billy Ball, right? But I have no rent arrears at all, right? But I'd like to know who's giving you this so-called information. I mean, you say you've had information, but if you've got information, you've obviously got this information. But whose name? I mean, one minute you're saying one name, then next you're saying another name, and you're saying I'm in a rent arrears, then you're saying that I'm pushed out. If the flat belonged to somebody else, right, it wouldn't be in my name, would it? So, if it's not in my name, surely these rent arrears would be in somebody else. Do you understand what I'm getting at? It'd be their rent arrears, wouldn't it? Not mine. But the place is worth, it will be worth in 3 years, at a calculation, one by an estate agent, $225,000, $250,000, who knows? Our property prices go up. So, you keep asking me this stupid question, is it before or after? I can only say, all I know is at the moment, it's worth whatever it is at the moment. I haven't been an estate agent at the moment, this time, in this period in time, to ask them what the value is. But in 3 years' time, as a projected estimate, they tell me it could be worth between $200,000 and $250,000. That's a question I cannot answer you. That's it. What I just said to you, I have no rent arrears. None whatsoever. And if you've got some information that...
Oh, God, don't it go on. It's like a gramophone with a stuck needle. You've got no rent arrears because the lease or the rent book is not in your name. It's in the name of the girl that was originally there, whose sister you moved in with. That's why you've got no rent arrears. Now, the whole property may be worth £250,000, but the two piddly rooms that you live in aren't. Well, you are at the moment. You won't be after January because you're on your bum in the street, that's for sure. Now, you mentioned FNN, G1 FNN tonight. I didn't. And you accused me of getting information from G1 FNN, and I made no comments. And I can assure you, I don't very often talk to Bill, but when I do, I can assure you it's something a lot more interesting than you. When we talk to each other, we don't want to talk about you. That's the last thing we want to talk about. We talk about interesting things like watch movements and the like. But you, my God, what do you think we want to do? Bore each other to tears?
Dear, 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 dear. G1ULG said that.
Well, I'll show you this, Porter.
Don't tell me anything, Jennings. Just go away, stick your head up your bum, and go to sleep. Do what the ostrich does, because I don't want to know you. But I'll tell you what, boyo. You're going away for a long time. You called my mother a whore, and you had the audacity to lay your filthy hands on my girlfriend. And for that, boy, I won't rest until you are in a cell. You have my word, Jennings. I have the proof that you were posting the letters to me. G1ULG is a, and I quote now, cunt signed G1UPU. I have a handwriting expert. Match it with your handwriting. I also have the tape recording that you squeaked down my phone, which was traced to you by British Telecom. Is your mummy dead, Mr. Porter? I've had a voice expert compare it with your voice, and there's plenty of that. It is you, Mr. Jennings. You. Hundreds of squeaky phone calls. You. You have been playing tape recordings over the air of my private phone calls. You, Mr. Jennings, I have a sworn affidavit on a station witnessing it outside your house, boyo. And lots, lots more, Jennings. You are sussed. And you, boy, are finished. And you can sit up all night long, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. You ain't convincing anybody. And the more you rabbit, the more people realise that you're trying to convince them. Because I don't carry on for hours on end, but I have tonight, I must admit.
Where's my fags?
Okay, I'll must have a cigarette. Thirsty. It's thirsty and tiring work babbling to you. Because that's all it is, it's just babbling. Now, you come up and you babble for hours and hours and hours. And a half hour over for you is nothing. An hour over for you is nothing. Old motor mouth. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. That's you. And why you come up rabbit, 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 is you try and convince your little band of crap babblers that you are right and it's not you. But you have no integrity, Jennings. You have no nothing. What are you? A minicab driver, ex-ice cream salesman, and not even a good one at that. You're a joke, boyo, a squatter in a council flat. That's all you are. You're a disgrace to humanity. You're a disgrace to yourself. You're a disgrace to your parents. Now, what about the poor girl that you pushed out of that flat? You moved in, well, a young lady moved in, a single-parent family. You were knocking about with her sister and moved in with her when she moved out. The council knew nothing about it. And that's where you stayed. And there are four-figure rent arrears on that little one-parent family council flat on the top floor. Now, we all know it's true, and I assure you that when you are served by Camden Council with your eviction notice, or with the notice to go to court to be evicted, the 1st of January, which they're going to do, I can assure you, I will tell everybody on this and any other repeater what time and what date the hearing's going to be, and what court, of course. Now, if anybody doesn't believe me, come along to Clerkenwell Magistrates Court on the 27th of December at, I think it's 10:30, going from memory. It's just by King's Cross Station, Clerkenwell Magistrates Court, and you'll all see who is telling the truth, me or Mr. Jennings, commonly referred to lovingly by people on this repeater as Pig on a Stick. Now, I wonder why they nicknamed you that, Mr. Jennings. Is it possibly because if the cap fits, wear it? I didn't name you that, but that's what they all refer to you as. Oh, it's Pig on a Stick. I wonder why. Now, that's all I have to say on the subject, Mr. Jennings. Whoops. Do beg your pardon, gave the linear a bit of a crop knocked off tune. Sorry about that, gentlemen. Yes, I wonder why, Mr. Jennings. Anyway, I'm off to bye-byes now. Lots of sleep to catch up on. And what else? I think I'll make a nice cup of cocoa and go to bed in my house. Not the council's, mine. Good night, Michael. I do wish you pleasant dreams.
It's a wonder. There's a good little boy. Tuck yourself in. He's our son. I wonder if the family...
Oh dear, I've never heard so much rubbish in all my life. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Anyway,
why can't he just fuck off, that little bastard?
Well, tomorrow I shall be going down the council once again, and I shall put to him what you just told me, and I will be bringing the estate manager along, and you can repeat it.
Yeah, Michael, what you've forgotten is, and it just shows how much bullshit comes out of your gob, using your friend Mr. Spicer's terminology, excuse me, the estate manager of Camden Council, the housing manager, is a lady. It's a woman, Mr. Jennings, not a man. Oh dear. Both feet first again, I believe. Good night, Michael. Do have sweet dreams. In your squat. Good night.
Yeah, so here, listen, instead of shouting your mouth off, listen. I said I shall be going along to the estate manager, which he's referred to, and...
You're not going to go and pay the rent arrears, are you? Good grief, then I'll have heart failure.
I will be going along to the estate manager and put to her, is what I said, what you have just said. And you jumped in, feet first, ha-ha, and said, you thought I was referring to a bloke. Well, I tell you, Mr. Porter, there's more than one estate manager down there, and one of...
But only one for your property, and it's a manageress. Oh, and I spoke to her over a year ago. But you haven't answered the questions, have you? And are you standing up? Now then, is the property worth £250,000 before or after you've paid the rent arrears? But you see, how could two rooms be worth £250,000? Because that house is a four-storey house. It's a council property, and it's divided into four floors. So how can you buy the whole lot? You can't. And there's no way Camden Council are going to flog it. It's too valuable. They want you out, boyo, so that they can develop it. It's worth a lot of money to them. There's no way you're going to be there after Christmas, boyo. Absolutely none. I promise you. Point of fact, from what I hear, after Christmas you may well be the guest of Her Majesty for a long holiday. In point of fact, it may well happen before Christmas. Believe me, Michael. Anyway, you must go and get your beauty sleep now. You won't do any good, but you must go and get it. Good night. G1HMJ with the G1ULG, having hogged the repeater for far too long. G1ULG, now passing the microphone to anyone that wants it, but switching off. Good night, all.
Update ULG.
You talk a load of crap, Paul, you really do. Oh dear, oh dear, so good you're jamming all the time. Good grief, you really do. Oh, you spoke to her over a year ago, she remembers you. I've already spoken to her. She thinks you're a nutter. And wasn't she right? She was absolutely right. But there you go, I shall be going to see her tomorrow, and I shall put once again what you've told me, the details, what you've told me, and I shall... Why are they telling you that I'm in arrears when I'm not? That's what I'd like to know. Why? Who is it that's telling you, giving you this sort of information? Or could it be... I remember you saying that your girlfriend, Mrs. Schwartz, went to legal school, didn't she, with the council's... one of the council barristers. I seem to remember one of the solicitors of Camden Council. Now, isn't that some sort of thing to do with conspiracy? Pass on information? It's very interesting.
Yeah, this is very interesting, Michael. Hang on, must just retune slightly. There we go. Now, this is what you're saying, Michael, about your very, very good friend, Paul. Do you remember? Here we go.
Thank you.
Michael. That's what you think of your very, very good... The G6WYC. Oh, I've got some lovely tapes of you talking to the G6, or referring to the G6WYC. Strange how you're now the best of buddies. Obviously, blackmail's a very potent weapon. One ULG.
Yeah, that's right. Well, if you've got any proof of this blackmail, I'm sure Paul would be interested. He won't be your witness, he'll be our witness. How are you going to get him in front of a judge? It's going to be awfully silly for you, isn't it, getting before a judge, and he turns around and says, I know nothing about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Michael, I'll read his sworn... Shall I read his sworn affidavit over the air? Would you like me to do that, Michael?
The one that you harassed him to make? Oh, yeah, read it, come on.
Oh, Michael, I didn't harass him to do anything.
He still harassed G. What if that is? If I can have a break with the IDKV straight down constantly.
And don't forget, Michael, what about 1987, when he threatened you? Shall I tell everybody, I know what, as the case is finished, I can still do it. Do you remember your letter that you wrote to John Pearson's in 1987? And how did you finish it, Michael? PTO and get stuff, including Crudgington. Now, what a wonderful way to close a letter to a solicitor. Good gracious, Michael, where were you educated?
All right, quite entitled to. Nothing to do with you. You see, that's my business. It's got nothing to do with you whatsoever. You know, you've been shown items. It's got nothing to do with you, and you seem to be using other people's evidence. Are you good? Well, I can assure you, if you carry on discussing my business on here, tomorrow I will go to the court and I will take out a committal against you.
Jennings, let me tell you something, Jennings, because you're obviously then telling me it's also anything. You are as thick as the proverbial plank, even thicker. You, for the last 18 months, have discussed nothing but my business on the air. Now, you're going to get it back, and you're going to get it back 1,000%, Jennings, because when the radio magazines come out next month, you're the star, boyo. You are the star, and you are going to get it. You will not be able to hold your head up in any public place, because I'm telling you, Jennings, you're finished completely, totally, and utterly. You have my word, you fat, obnoxious pig. And you can do what you like about that. As I said, the best thing you can do is stuff your head up your arse and disappear. That's what I think of you. You are absolute filth. Nothing more and nothing less. You're the epitome of filth. A liar. You're a vagabond. You're worse than a vagabond, Jennings. There's no words I can find to describe you clearly enough so that everyone will know the distaste and disgust I feel for you. You push a woman out of her home.
I'm very, very fat up, sir.
You are disgusting, despicable. You deserve everything that's coming to you. And it was you that was phoning up my good friend, the G4NEX, squeaking down the phone, just like you did to me, when his mum passed away. With people like you in the world,
it's a sneaking feeling doesn't mind you, Mick.
You! Excuse me. You did that because I've got a copy of one of the tapes and it matches. Now, put a sock in it, Jennings. Give your mouth a rest. Good night.
Well, I just have a 10-second break in between you two, Rand. G1FNN, if you're about, Bill. G18KV, straight in.
I hope you die, you LG.
Please stop going over the top of me, David. You shouldn't really do that, ANKV. You've got to be up on the parade to do it. Please don't do it, mate. It's not nice, Dave. I've always treated...
Dave, you've got to listen to
it. Can I stop swearing all night?
Dave, if I had to drive 35 miles in order to get a call to this box, it's a bit of a silly situation, isn't it, really? But this has now been going on almost continuously since 8:45-ish, 9 o'clock. It really is getting beyond the joke. You just should both areas knock it on the head and let the box be used for what it's supposed to be used for, not slanging each other off. It's not
I don't think it's very fruitful. Doesn't do the LB any good at all. Anyway, I am trying to raise the FNN. If he is still about, we can just let him say yes or no. It'd be much appreciated. G8NKV, stroke in, on the parade.
I don't know why they don't lock that crank up.
Well, I agree with you entirely. They should lock Jennings up, but there you go. No one will. G1ULG now clear. Good night, David. Cheers.
I mean you, you scum.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, but it's obviously not bad, Dave. Carry on. Don't do that, Dave. Yeah, well, there you go. Well, you can, as you say, Paul, you can say it to the judge. All this name calling. Bad as him by arguing with him.
Yeah, Mr. Jennings, you didn't offer. He's not good enough. Is the property worth £250,000 before or after?
Well, I'll farm it on.
That's the rent book. Now, just answer the question and we can all go to bed.
Mr. Running Transplant rejected him. Oh, I've been driving miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. All I can hear is people talking about their goals of soliciting. Disgusting.
But if I was in a rent arrears, I could answer. I'm not in a rent arrears, so how can I bloody answer it, you stupid fool?
Well, Michael, the rent arrears is the person that holds the rent book. You see, you don't have the rent book, do you? You're a squatter. So, there you go. They're not technically your rent arrears, they're the rent arrears of the person that originally had the flat. That's why the phone's in the name of Benson, isn't it? And that's why you're not on the voters list. Oh, you're well sussed. You're well sussed, Michael. There you go. Night-night, Michael. Really should have answered the question. All your integrity would have come back. But it's all blown out the window. Just like you. Good night.
Yeah, but answer this, right? Everybody hear this, boy. What has that got to do with your case? It's not going to win your case for even if it was true, which it ain't. It's not going to win your case for you, so why do you keep on about it? Why do you keep discussing my business? Right? It's got nothing to do with any case of any kind, anywhere, in any court.
Why do you keep on about my family, my house, the convent, and God knows who else? Why? You go on about me, Jennings, and I've got hundreds of tapes here. Ask Brian Horn, he will tell you. There's lots of them here, of the worst abuse imaginable. And I'm telling you, Jennings, you're going to get it back 10 million-fold, what you've given me. Nowhere in this land is safe for you. You're going to haunt me? You've got to be joking, boyo. I'll track you till the day you die for calling my mother a whore boy, and you better believe it. And next time, you gutless piece of filth, don't run and hit a woman. Try sticking one on me. I looked you squarely in the eye. You hit me on the back of the head. I turned round, waiting for you to throw another one. I looked you squarely in the eye, and you big, fat, obnoxious, gutless piece of filth, you didn't. Your bottle went and you ran to the other side of the road and grabbed my girlfriend. You dirty piece of filth. You're gutless and spineless. That's you, Jennings. But if anyone doesn't believe me, they can come to Clerkenwell Magistrates Court on the 27th of December. I think it's 2 o'clock the time. But you can always check and you will find out the truth for yourselves. And then you'll see what a no good liar the G1HMJ is. Absolute filth and rubbish. Aren't you, Mr. Jennings? Now, stick your head up your bum, be quiet, and disappear. Preferably where I told you to stick your head. Good night.
Dear, oh dear, that's boring, lawyers. You stood there square and looked at me after you'd hit me in the face with the handheld, and I grabbed it from you, and it fell to the ground, and you run and got in her car and drove away, screaming to the police that I'd stolen your radio, damaged her car. I don't know what to say. I mean, you stood there. I mean, I would be prepared to go in any place, to Thomas of Becket, or down the ring down Black Forest Bridge. We put gloves on, and we're going to have little boxing mats, and anybody can be brought along, and all the money goes to charity, and I'll square off against you. Hey, but you won't, will you? Because you're gutless and bottleless. And bottleless. Alright? I would be prepared, anybody on here, to come along and watch me and you in a boxing ring, and we could slog it out, and the winner takes all.
I can't believe all this.
If I put it in my charity, and you put it in public one.
You know what I mean, Harry? Oh, this is unreal, isn't it?
Yeah, all right. Stand for a minute. He's turned round and said that...
It's better than neighbours.
Shut up a minute, will you?
I'll tell you what, it's the best 12 quid worth I've ever paid.
He's
the best stuff I've ever had.
He's...
I'm trying to get an autograph.
So, Fred,
how often is this so far?
Oh, I've got to bed. He's...
Who's the script writer? Hurry up, wind it up.
If you don't...
When's this repeater going to be closed down so as I'm at some peace?
Well, I'll go up on the plate if you like, chaps. You don't let me... I have a phone again.
Oh, Mr. Porter, what shall I do?
I'm supposed to be here for...
When are you going to work, Michael?
What's it got to do with you? My business, isn't it? Nothing to do with you. Your bloody nose out, Michael.
I'll
give you some stick, Michael.
I'll dish you a rib.
Okay, that's the...
You ain't talking to me like that.
That's the wrong going. This you one. I dare you. Anyway, I'll...
Here a rip, there a rip.
I'll see you in court, won't I?
Is it anything to do with Reddy?
I'll see you.
KB, one new LG.
47 at quarter eight.
Hang on, Dave. Yeah, I'm sorry about tonight, David, but I think after a year and a half, I've got a bit of a right to let off a bit of steam. I just had a gutful of them giving me crap. Thought I'd give a bit back. I do apologise to all the responsible stations, you included, David. G1 new LG, Natalia. Good night, David, take care.
That's all right, Dave, yeah. I won't take it personally, it's just that... It's a bit inconvenient having to drive this distance just to get in and say something, but anyway, no problem, but if you're going to have a round future, if you just like every half an hour, take a 3 minute listening watch like you're supposed to do on the marine channel. Best thing, you never know, because there'll always be somebody out there screaming for an SOS or something. Anyway, catch you later, though. Carry on by all means, because obviously if the bill's not about, or whoever else is calling. Gee, having KV, straight in.
Cheers, David. No, I'm going to bed now. I've just made a cup of tea and I'm off to bed, guys. And you probably won't hear me again on the repeater now, but I just thought before I finally close down, I'll have my say. Anyway, take care, David. Nice to speak to you. One new RG now, dear. Good night, all.
What happened to the cocoa?
Can't see where. Just got to get a pair of boxing gloves and go beyond the shed. Sort it out.
Because if one did, that would be the end of the HMJ, I promise. Violence isn't my way. Doesn't solve anything, never did, never will. Anyway, so best to be left now to the people that really do need to use the box. 1 year old G now closing the station. Good night, everybody. Good night, David.
I think it's true that thought is a half breed.
Someone give me a note. Only a half wit.
Don't make me laugh, Paul. You're going to do it, do it. I'll take you up on it.
Yeah, it's about 17 minutes past 11.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
it's been a lot. Thank you for a fine night's entertainment. Very kind of you.
No problem at all. Happy to oblige. Good night, gentlemen.
No, without the swearing, no?
Well, I wasn't doing any swearing. I was only repeating, and I put all the naughty words in brackets. They were just thrown at me. Anyway, I must go to bed now, gentlemen. I've got an early start tomorrow. Good night, all.
Cheers.
Right, and the quality of the discussion tonight is not feel the quality, just feel the wick last night.
Uh-huh.
Well, there you go. Man comes up, tells lies about you. You're not allowed to say anything back. Makes me laugh. I'll take his offer up. Can he ring anywhere? But he won't. It's better on CB. Probably would want his tackle rearranging then, mate. Well, he's giving it all this, he's a tough guy and all that. Yeah.
On CP, mate, they have the bottle to get it sorted out.
That's right. Well, there you go. But you see, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I ain't gonna go around and knock somebody out.
Why don't they go to bed? This CP, anyway.
He's worse than CB. Been to court, he took us to court and lost. He keeps on losing.
You can't afford writs on CB.
Don't know what they mean on CB.
Man, that's standard.
CB's so wonderful, they're on here. Great, isn't it?
They've got to talk through his broken teeth, though, isn't it?
People on CB think a writ is something you've done when you put pencil to paper. But it's it. Paul won't go on CB because he'd been knocked up in the air ages ago. I should have took the advice of the police. Exactly what they told me to do. But there you go, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I've actually been congratulated for my restraint on the matter. But only because the jacket had sleeves around the back.
Might be different with the call sign.
Where's yours?
Why get it in?
Well, I thought this jumper was strange with shoelaces on it.
I can't believe that Dave drove all 35 miles up the train to call Bill when he could have gone about 10 miles down, 5 miles down the road and knocked on his door. Can't believe that.
Well, he's 28 miles away from Gene that way.
Hello, Ian. Mick. Check PVI.
You were assuming I was at home to start with,
Mick, but in fact I was somewhere else, having got on the way home, having to drive this way, out of my way in order to get up here to call Bill before he gets to bed. As you know, it's the second about 11 at the latest.
Get your facts right, Mr. Jennings. I think it's just about safer on him.
I didn't say it was fact. I just said, I can't believe that you drive all the way from there, all the way from home, to the parade.
actually going to Bill's. I did say, I can't believe it. I didn't say you did do it. No, David. I said, I can't believe it. Meaning, if you hadn't done it, I wouldn't have believed it. So I didn't say exactly what you did do. And you can get your face right.
Hello, Dave. Is it cold at the seaside?
Well, I am here, I said. I must believe it, mustn't you? It was pretty chilly down there. There's ice on the roads and rust everywhere and all sorts of things. That's cold and what have you. I was assured by the PJs today that it wouldn't be like this. But we'll see ya. Don't know everything.
Did you say it was safe or almost safe, Ian?
Bollocks is about making accusations again. Anyway, I must have a chat with Bill tomorrow. It's probably the last time I'll ever have a speak with him, or I'll allow him to come up my home. He's talking about me behind me back to Porter.
Oh my God, they sent the police up here again.
This Porter had said he
really never go to bed.
I don't have to. I'm tired of the I'll
help make the parade box off both ends again.
Neptune Farquhar Road.
Oh no, not one. They sealed it off again, Robin. Help.
So go and buy a cup of tea and wait for him to clear off.
What you mean like he did the night he got caught jamming? Nice
CCO, yeah.
I don't can't be, John. It's sealed off again.
Now, roger, roger. I won't get away this time.
All right, John.
I won't get away this time.
No.
Now, you don't have to go round here, since I'm not sure. He's what the hell's doing. He's already been doing it. Now I found out he can go back to the empty stacks.
There, baby. How did you know they were there on Farquhar Road?
Hello, Ian.
Hello,
Dave.
Jesus,
hello.
Hello, Kel. Hello, Kendall. I thought the script was much funnier last night. It had me in stitches. I could have always been his friend.
Yeah, Robin. Yeah, it's getting fun, you, Ian. The booming car, the trade winds too slow.
Hello,
Roger. The bloom's going up here at the moment, Ken.
Oh, I'm up in this one.
The bloom didn't go up, Ken. It's been delayed for a week.
Ken?
That's what I just said. That's 135 mile hour train with them. Got enough fuel to get across as they go. Go ahead, whoever called me. Sorry, I think it's Robin.
Yeah, have you had one or two sherbets? You seem to be spurring your sleech again.
No. No. I know he's out this way.
Why don't you invite the old barmy out? You might get him cheered up a bit for once.
Who, me?
Who are you?
Hello?
Invite the barmy out for a drink. You might cheer him up a bit.
Is he out there?
If you loosen his jersey off the sleeves at the back and shoelaces, he might enjoy himself.
I see. Where was it? No, I said it was delayed because it's only 135 mile an hour wind and thing got last night. It delayed a week, is it, yeah?
Well, can't hear too good, Kim. Yeah, it wasn't him doing the twist, it was just him trying to get out of his jumper.
I suppose if I was bankrupt, I'd be as worried as he is.
Sorry, it was Dave I was supposed to talk to. Why is it delayed a week, Dave?
Insufficient wind. Poor old Branson's nowhere near the box.
Should he just brought a couple over the box here over there? They're plenty of wind.
Oh, Dave just killed my Branson's in a pickle joke, mama.
Hi, Amy.
If you're bankrupt, Mick, I don't think you've got much more to lose, have you?
Well, that's it.
Toulouse is in France, isn't it?
Toulouse-Lautrec.
I think he's morally bankrupt.
Well, he died of syphilis, didn't he, Toulouse-Lautrec?
I'm trying to think who this bird was, his sister I suppose who's kicked out here. Funny, I thought I moved into this place with much as one person. Can't remember anybody else being kicked out. I can't remember anybody being kicked out come to that. Strange, eh? Maybe something's gone on that I don't know about. Or did this happen before I moved in? I think the house stood then. Did you suffer from amnesia?
Most pleasant day, will I live?
Probably, you're right. I said probably that's what's happened. I probably am suffering from amnesia. Yeah.
Not lately, Ivan John. Mick, how long have you lived there? 13 years, more?
I think it was 76, I think. Or longer. I can't remember now. Hold on. Jackie was about 4 and a half when we moved in. I think she's now getting on for 20. It's been about 15, 16 years. Moved up from Kingston Flat in King's Cross to here. And here's a two-bedroom masonette, as you know, Robert. Everybody else on here's been here and seen it. He said it's 4 up, 1 down, and of course it's a 4 up, 1 down. It's a masonette at the top, there's a one-bedroom flat in the middle, and there's a masonette at the bottom. As easy as that. He can't comprehend that because he's so thick. But I can't understand all this information being passed to him. And he did mention the person, not me, he mentioned it. I'm sure one or two people on here heard it.
Molly, do you think your knees are sore by now, mate, squatting down for 16 years?
Right back, please.
Okay, John.
Thanks a lot. G1FNN. If you're listening, Bill, give us a bell, mate. G1FNN. G5X.
John, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go on. Mike, please don't do that.
I'm sorry, John.
I don't really want to get involved. Really, be honest with you, I don't want to get involved. I think the whole lot is stupid. And I'll give you my opinion. I've fallen out with you and everybody else all over stupid things. And I'm not going to get involved in it anymore. I just don't want to know. So, I'm sorry, Michael. I just do not want to know. Please don't involve me. If you're listening, Bill, perhaps you give us a bell, please. G5X. I'm sorry, everybody. I just don't want to get involved. I've got enough problems on my own.
Yeah, he was only going to say to you, use a pen or a pencil before you look, wouldn't you?
No, what I was going to say was, John.
You haven't fallen out with me, John, have you? We're still best.
Look here, Robin. Don't start that, all right?
Still best of both. Shut up, Dave. I'll bite your ankles.
Is this one enough?
That fan's noisy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's called an engine, actually.
Is it?
John.
Sounds more like a fan.
Do you look it wants me?
What he wants to know, John, is do you believe it was him squigging down your phone? Is your mummy dead?
I do not know. I have no recordings of it.
So I cannot make any comments on it. I do not know. And that's the honest truth. You want me to be honest? I do not know. Someone did it, but who did it? I just don't honestly know. I've no recordings of it whatsoever, and that's being honest about it. Chief Audience.
I thought you said it was me doing it, John. It's just so real.
There was more than one doing it. There's more than one doing it. As you well know. You know, I don't want to talk to you, OVO, anyway. You know, that's why we won't fall out, will we? I don't want to talk to you. And there we are. Anyway, as I said, I don't really want to fall out with anybody.
John?
I just regret that the argument with ICC and I tonight. Now, that all got blown out of proportion for nothing at all. I think it's rather stupid for all people to fall out with one another. I really do. We've all been friends long enough that we should be able to take a bit of ribbon from each other. But there we are. Anyway, I'm not going to get on my stall and start preaching, so I'm going to clear off.
Just sorry that all the arguments happen on this box. We used to have a lot of fun, the lot of us lads together. Everybody. We used to have a lot of fun. Perhaps soon we've got short memories. Chief on it's now clear. If you're listening, FNN, give us a bell, Chief on it.
I think the NEX is a right back. Hello, John.
For something which I know nothing about.
Oh, John, I'll send you a copy of the tape that Mr. Porter has accused me of being the person that rung you up and said that your mummy did. I'll send you the tape. Right. If you'd like to have that tape, if you'd like to listen to it, if you listen in the background, you will hear me on the radio. Actually,
Mike, I'll go over that because I know you've got to listen through, or I think you've got to listen through. Mike, you're trying to involve me. I don't want to get involved, alright? I love my hobby. As much as that I'm one of the biggest wind-ups, as ICC said today, I come up for a stir-up and a wind-up. I do come up for a stir-up and a wind-up.
That's what he said, John.
Yeah, did, old gummy did, yeah.
Didn't.
But the thing is that I'm just so...
I
don't come up to annoy anybody. My stupid sense of humour gets me into trouble with everybody just about at times. And I admit I'm in the wrong at times. But how many more of you will be honest enough to say that you say things sometimes that you don't really mean and you think afterwards, God, Bennett, I could have put that better, even if it is a giggle. I bet a lot of you are honest, you've said things like that. And I do the same thing, but the trouble is it seems that I'm pounced on for doing it. But anyway, as I said, I don't want to fall out with anybody. Whether it be the NKV, the OVL, or anybody else. You've all been good friends to me, and I'd rather it had all stayed that way. So same with Porter. Alright, you lot don't like him, or several people don't like him. He's never done me any harm. But, he tried. As far as I'm concerned, I don't want to get involved in it at all. I'll talk to anybody. So there we are. Anyway, I'm clearing off. I don't want to fall out with anybody over it. Do you find it's not clear?
Good night, John.
Yeah, good night, John. I think you're wonderful for your age, as old as you are.
Hey, he's not right back myself.
He asked you, John, because I was there. Can I come and sleep on your couch next time I come over, John?
You stayed last time and slept on it. What's going to be different this time? Miserable git.
Just on the extra 6 OVL.
Go ahead, John.
Are you talking to me now?
Yeah.
Well, you just said you didn't want to talk to me just 2 or 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, perhaps I'm a bit ace. He's changed his mind, he's a bit like that. That's right, I am. I am. But then you're like it, NKV. One day you'll talk to me, another day you won't. IQ, you'll ring me on the phone and have a laugh with me one day, another day you'll slag me down on the box.
You deserve it.
Of course I'd probably deserve it. Of course I'd probably deserve it. But then,
who's got the cross? I've got the mouse.
You wouldn't all.
John's in the barrel.
I'm going to get...
Your turn tonight, John.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to have a word with these. Mike, the SAK gave to send them teeth to the ICC.
I should have a half a pint of antifreeze tonight, John. Don't want your pus to freeze up.
No pus, David. No pus.
Or a
thank you. I haven't got any pus.
Been plenty of scabs, though.
Roger, roger, especially when I fell in that bloody bush. That was all your fault anyway. Somewhere to dip your bread.
That's not nice. So you went arse over tip backwards, John. Right, right.
Have you ever seen someone skating down on a... have you ever seen someone tobogganing down a dip, have you? Well, that's what the... Robin was like when he tobogganed down through the bushes. It was nice to see a head sticking through the top of the bushes, do you find it?
Bloody low-tech slippers you got on, I could ski on them.
My listen don't get how he said once upon a time, did he?
He has been drinking. You lied to me, Ken. I'm deeply hurt. You have been drinking. You're slurring your speech all over the place.
I'm not. I'm having a go at John. Hello, John.
Hello, Kendall. Are you alright, old mate?
Stop jamming the G6 CUV and let him.
Yeah, let me George. Sort of ran upstairs bonking, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm really going to bed.
Pardon me, I didn't mean to burp, sorry. Good night to all listeners. Good night to everybody. Chief Foley, extra clear.
Good night, John.
Oh, John, I'm waiting for the next performance, Kendall.
Sorry, the exit's excited, good night.
Alright, John.
I like that, it's somewhere, it's in the fucking...
Just switched on again. I switched it up for about 3/4 of an hour. Peace seems to have been restored. How great, gee, when if any.
It's just a shame you lost its power, isn't it? It's the only thing that restores it. It wasn't common sense, was it? It was people in a position to stop it.
A bit helpful.
That, George.
What's this happen? Well, I hoped somebody would get up there.
Yeah, but why should one have to?
I couldn't agree more.
Good night, chaps.
Yes.
Night-night.
Where's the tea's gone?
You talking to me, pal?
Good to see you, don't
you? Oh, yeah. She's succeeding me.
All right, Kendall.
Who's calling pal?
Hey, hey, John. I'll get you, mate.
Yes, Ken, you get in.
Yeah, okay, I'll just talk to the Oval, because nobody else is talking to him, poor bloke. I'm so surprised he's a TV.
Stand that way.
He must be desperate for friends, any of you want to talk to him.
Stand that way, you're talking to me, pal.
I still say the funniest thing I've heard in years, Peter. Don't you call me David, Michael.
I enjoyed that. I see Sylvia, over.
Go ahead, John.
Would you like to see about later? Do you want to go for a fiver or are you tucked up?
Yeah, yeah, all right, John.
I'll give you a shout when I'm mobile. Find out where you are.
Thank you, Roger.
I'll give you a clue where he is now.
The name is Tom. Bravo, Oscar, bravo.
I know where you are now.
I repeat, the name is Tom.
Can't move too far, they don't have brakes blocked off with police cars.
Bring your own day, John. I can do with a drink.
They seem to be inspecting everybody's tax disc a lot.
Oh, you haven't got any on your car, you're alright, Ian.
Tell you what they're doing, go and get one of them 24 minicabs.
Oh dear.
I fancy around the corner, looks like I'll have to walk home.
Oh, go and get one of them 24 minicabs.
Shh, say no more.
I'll see if you can borrow a Porsche.
Somebody's jamming.
I wouldn't do that on here, George. It's ungentlemanly.
That must be a figment of your imagination, George.
Oh, am I really hearing things? Oh, well.
It's all that bonking, George, has gone to your head.
There's no answer to that, but there it is, but not over this one.
Or is it over your head?
Wouldn't like it over my head, Robin.
Do you mind, George? I can't over the top of me like that.
Oh, yeah.
He runs a bit of power, don't you, that George? Power mad.
Excuse me, Robin. Sorry, mate. If you don't mind.
No, go on in.
Pack it up.
Sorry.
Oh, David, yeah.
Oh, that's it. Okay. You're going to go over the top. Just give me batteries are flat. I'm off.
Your batteries are flat. And you're 40 hour on the input.
Well, you're getting over me, aren't you?
Oh, you're only 25 watts.
Well, there you go.
Ooh,
isn't it sufficient?
Don't believe me, come and have a look.
My foot square, walk according
to... I was going to say that Roger was going to do it as well, but he can't.
free once wouldn't go over no one, would it?
Roger, you're not disbelieving me, are you? But I'd run more than I'm saying.
Have you ever heard the customs this week?
Anybody heard who?
Just KHS.
KHS, no. Oh. I think he's busy digitising tapes with his brother or something.
Do you know, I haven't had a talking to like that.
Not I've heard tonight. Since I accidentally threw a rock through a window at school.
Good lord.
Straight how our eye teacher used to talk like that.
Did I miss anything interesting when I switched off then?
I sure didn't think so.
Basically there's a place here that
Sounds like repetition, deviation and everything else to me.
Well, I was having a lovely QSO at quarter nine, and there it was gone.
I simply switched on and it was there.
Somebody ought to find him a hobby, get him off here.
Alright, he's packing it up on December 31st.
Don't know how to get in.